We're continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Tes, Psalm number 9. And the theme of this psalm is, Rav Hirsch talks about this, and he says that the psalm expresses the historical experience of the people of Israel during its wanderings amongst the people of the world. And there's an interesting acrostic. It's 21 psukim, and it actually follows the Aleph Beis with a few exceptions. And it's sort of like going through the course of Jewish history, both praising God, but also asking God to save us from our enemies, as we've seen the last few parakim. A few of the psukim that I want to highlight, where we know these words from. So pasuk yud gimel is ki doresh damim osam zachar lo shachach tzaakas anavim. For he does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. He who requites bloodshed is mindful of them. Does anyone know where these words come from? Very good. Avarachamim in Shabbos davening. And then another pasuk yud. Those who know your name trust you, for you do not abandon those who turn to you. Anyone know where that comes from? Uvol Tzion Goel. Great. So, Uvol Tzion Goel, we say at the end of the Ashrei, we say that the Redeemer is going to come. And this is sort of that process that we mentioned this pasuk, that we know Hashem is not going to abandon us. So, Rav Hirsch talks about this patient waiting that the Jewish people have done, and you look around, I mean, we're still here, we're still waiting. The Gaulus has taken a long time, but look around, the Jewish people, and in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, there's this enduring faith that we will reach there, we will get there. I just want to tell you one last story to close with about a Jew named Rav Mendel Funterfass. Rav Mendel Funterfass was an incredible Jew. He was a Chabad Chassid who was imprisoned in Siberia for 14 years. And he ran an underground cheder system the whole time he was there. And in his diary from those years called My Gulag Life, I think it's a translation, and he shares an insight that he had one Yom Kippur as he was saying the tefillah of the Chol Ma'aminin. Right? All believe. And he looked around to the other Jews and the Jew next to him in his barrack, and he thought to himself, is that really, this Jew really believes? V'chol ma'aminim? And he said that he was sort of questioning himself as he was saying the prayers. Then later on, he saw this fellow who did not seem at all engaged in Judaism, and he started to take upon his Judaism. He asked him, are you Jewish? I'm Jewish. And they started, and he realized, wow, this person really does believe. He understood in a new way this idea of a chol ma'amin, that we all believe. The stories don't always end in that pretty way, that the person that looks like they don't believe really has that true belief. But if you look around, we have this faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still believing in us, and that gives us strength to continue in the enduring galus, and Mirtz Hashem, it will end speedily in our time.